gentle bubbles rolling around the tongue, a deep sensual tingling on the lips, a heady fruity aroma, summer in a glass. Prosecco.
No, brown ale, it's brilled. It's strong, makes you burp, and after five, you're gorgeous to everybody.
No, sorry, it is Prosecco. But not just any Prosecco, it's Morrison's Prosecco. So put the beer back on the shelf, love, and have some Italian this weekend. Morrison's. There's another surprise for you. At BMI Baby, we don't hide charges. Unlike somebody we could mention. We charge for luggage in the hold, but allow up to 5 bags for that charge. Unlike others we could mention. And we fly to more destinations from the East Midlands than any other airline. BMI Baby. Music to your ears.
I like Twiglets. They're so dashed adaptable. I can stick them in a large treacle tart like this, and hey presto, it's a primeval forest. Then I can set Frank, my terrapin, loose in it. By golly, it's walking with beasts in your own bedroom, but much more realistic. Twiglets, let your thingy run free!
Burton's is back. Clever, edgy, stylish, casual, formal. Quality at a reasonable price. Burton's is back. There's a lot of negative talk about pensions. They won't be worth much, you'll have to keep working till you drop. There's no guarantees it'll pay out. At HSBC, with worldwide investments offsetting the bad times in some regions and the good times in others, what we say you'll get at 65, you'll get at 65. The HSBC Guaranteed Pension. It's as simple as that. Hurricane Katrina of the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season was the costliest natural disaster, as well as one of the 5 deadliest hurricanes in the history of the United States. Hurricane Katrina. Among recorded Atlantic hurricanes, it was the 6th strongest overall. At least 1,836 people died in the actual hurricane and in the subsequent floods, making it the deadliest US hurricane. Total property damage was estimated at $81 billion, nearly triple the damage wrought by Hurricane Andrew in 1992. I mean, why can't we just say no when that extremely boring friend asks us round to dinner? No. I'm sorry, I can't come. I don't want to come. Why can't we just say it? But we don't, do we? We either say, oh, well, how lovely. Yeah, I'd adore to come. I hope he drops dead before the appointed day, and then you can say, oh, would you believe I was due to go to dinner on Friday? It's always a Friday. Have you noticed? It's because there's something better to do on a Saturday and Sunday than they have to work the next day. Or we make an excuse, don't we? Well, another lie, of course. Oh, would you believe we're due at Emma and Tori's that night? What a pity. What do? They changed the bloody day to catch you out.